So I hope those two examples were helpful for you. A couple of things I want to sort of summarize about what we did. Number one, we established the fact that you have to get the tonic before you can analyze how the parts should fit together. Because, and so people have asked me, you know, why can't you just take the knowledge of, let's say you're trying to harmonize a melody. Why can't you just take the knowledge of the two different parts, the intervals between the two different parts, and so what if you lose the tonic, or do, you know, as it's called? My answer to that is because it's very difficult, it's very easy to get off track in the key. People who can kind of sing harmony, and you may have experienced this or not, but don't understand where the tonic is, they can easily get off key. My son is actually a very good musician for his age, and I'm proud of him. And I'm teaching him. He wants to learn how to sing harmony. I didn't sort of prompt him. I might have many years ago, but I don't remember. But he's been asking me. And he sometimes gets off the tonic, no offense to him, because he's just learning. This is a common mistake. People tend to focus on the intervals and the intervals only without holding the tonic as a basis for their part. So you have to know knowing the tonic, and it gives you the math. You have to follow the math of the overall scale. This is what we did in the previous example. So in my son, for example, I tried to teach him how to do Row, Row, Row Your Boat, which is obviously a very easy example. I'm going to use the key of C. So it goes. Right, very easy melody. And then, so to pick a harmony for that, you have to know, okay, well, where does the melody start? It goes on the tonic. And you're going to follow the contour of the melody, meaning up a little, and then up a little more, and then up a lot, and then down a lot, and then up a bit, and then down. So that's a very important thing. Now, if you're focusing on just the intervals, you'll say, okay, well, someone's starting here, I'm going to start here. And this is an extreme example. I don't know if my son did this in extreme, but since I don't remember, I'm just going to approximate. He'll sing something like this. You know, or something. It just gets you off key. There's some note or some interval that's, he's losing the overall scale that's underneath what dictates what's going to sound good for that song, if that makes any sense. Maybe it's not so extreme as that. I mean, I doubt it's. So what I just did was parallel thirds. Regardless of what the key of C, which is what I'm in, which is the example I'm using, regardless of the notes of that key, I'm just paying attention to doing parallel thirds on the melody itself. And so I ended up with, actually taking it into a different key for that part, which that's why it doesn't sound good together. Does that make any sense? So you need the underlying key tonic to dictate. So if I got 1 1 2 1 1 1 2 3 3 2 1 3 2 3 4 5, then the other part must go 3 3 3 3 4 5 5 4 5 6, and then where do you go from here? This is another thing. You have to make the underlying chord. It's almost like going backwards. You have to make the strong beats of the melody that coincide with the passing chords underneath line up first before you do how to get from A to B. So. No, row, row your boat gently down the stream. That's what I'm referring to right there. What chord are we on? We're still on a one chord. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. So I'm going to choose to make him, let's assume my son is going to sing the other part. I'm going to make him do that. Gently down the stream, as a harmony to that. And if I had a third person, I would make them, knowing that the melody is on fifth, and my son just sang the root, I'm going to have to put the other person on the third so that the harmony in that strong part of the song matches the underlying chord that's passing. Demonstrating, I got 3 3 3 4 5 5 4 5 6 1, and then the other part would go starting on the fifth. So that was my choice there. I got 5, 5, 5, 6, 1, 6, 1, 2, 3, and everything's sort of very consonant to C majors. You have to know, basically, you have to know some music theory in order to know why the choices are best what they are. You know, so putting that all together just as, you know, would be something like. I'm not sure I could play this all at once. And then I'm missing a chord there. That's how you do it. And then, so actually, to be, what would be even better is if I put the, if I was going to create a quote, like on the guitar, I'd put the melody on top. So this is another thing about the harmony. You know, traditional harmony, modern harmony, the voices have gone, the voices typically are above the singer, the main melody. But in classical music theory, the soprano is the melody, and all the other voices are below it. You know, the alto and the tenor and the bass are below that. You know, and so the soprano. So in order to really hear the melody, modern harmony has kind of inverted all that. But on the guitar, I'm gonna put the melody on top, so it would go something like. It would be like, and then right there I have to choose, any one of those parts fit. I hope this is making sense. You have to take the underlying tonic and you have to take the underlying harmony that goes along with it in order to make sense of these things. So before I move on, let's just see if you can harmonize to that. Sing your harmony part to. All right, so first I'm going to give you the part. Actually, I'm going to change that. I'm going to have you go. Sing along with me. Right, right, like 2, 3, 4. Roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the stream. Okay, now sing that same part again while I play the other part. 2, 3, 4. Roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the stream. And then the two parts together, if you sang it right. So that's the two parts. And if you were going to get a fifth, another part, it would start on the fifth. Again. And then that, just that in the first part only, those two parts, would be. Okay, sorry about that. Here we go. Just this part and the original, the bass, the melody part. 3, 4. Again. Again. Okay, it's not easy to do that on guitar, right, without working it out in advance. just play those two notes. And then the whole thing. Like that. I hope this is helping.